Smoking is New York's number one cause of cancer deaths. Yet in recent years, the state has taken its foot off the gas and slashed its investment in combating tobacco in half. That's a mistake we're starting to pay for. Consider this. In 2009, smoking caused the cancer deaths of over 9,000 New Yorkers, or 26 per day. That staggering number is now more than one quarter of all cancer deaths in New York. This is a public health catastrophe, and reducing the carnage caused by smoking should be a top priority for Albany. And for years it was. Smoking was banned in indoor settings, including public places, workplaces, and even bars. The state enacted the highest cigarette tax in the nation, and until recently, New York funded one of the nation's most active tobacco education and treatment programs. These effective policies helped contribute to New York's smoking rate plummeting. But that was in the past. Now, despite raising well over $2 billion in tobacco revenues, New York has systematically slashed its investment in its tobacco control efforts. Since 2007, the state has cut this program's funding by a whopping 50%. As a result, New York State, once the fifth most effective tobacco control program in the nation, has slipped to 21st. New York now spends only one-sixth the amount recommended by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And worse still, the decline in the state's smoking rate has slowed to a crawl. One of the most important elements of the state's tobacco control program is to keep kids from smoking. Another is its efforts to help smokers to quit. Here is one key way that the cuts have contributed to the stall in New York's smoking rate decline. The state's Quit Line offers New York smokers an opportunity to get counseling and treatment and to help them to quit. The program offers smokers telephone coaching in both English and Spanish. It provides a starter kit of free nicotine replacement medications for eligible smokers. It also gives, among other services, coaching and nicotine replacement therapy coverage for at least 2 quit smoking attempts per year. But smokers can only benefit from the Quit Line if they know of its existence. And regretfully, the biggest reduction in funding for the tobacco control program is its media budget. When you silence the public outreach for the program, you also silence the state's educational efforts directed at children. The result has been a dramatic decline in calls to the Quit Line. For example, in the past 3 years, Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Schenectady counties have seen a drop-off of over 50% in the number of smokers calling the Quit Line. Fewer callers seeking help from the Quit Line means fewer smokers quitting. It also means more illnesses resulting from smoking and more health care costs for us all. New York only needs to use a fraction of the $2 billion it raises from smokers to significantly boost support for its tobacco control efforts. Given that the state generated billions out of the wallets of New York smokers, it seems fair that the money, at least a portion of it, be returned into programs that help smokers quit. Yet the current budget offered by Governor Cuomo jeopardizes funding for this life-saving program. The governor's budget consolidates 89 public health programs into 6 funding categories and then cuts the funding by 10%. The state's tobacco control program is in one of these categories. We know that over one quarter of all cancer deaths are tobacco-related. And we know that public education and cessation programs help people quit. Now is the time to boost tobacco control efforts, not weaken them. Doing so would save the state money and save the lives of New Yorkers. It's not too late for concerned members of the public to speak out against the cuts to tobacco control. The state's final budget is not scheduled to be approved until March 21st. We must let legislators know that enough is enough. Don't take your foot off the gas anymore. Coasting won't prevent cancer. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.